He'd been suffering from long COVID complications after contracting the disease in March 2020. The ex-lobbyist was a prominent figure in New Labour before retraining as a psychotherapist. Shadow Cabinet member Jonathan Ashworth says he was a real force of nature.
He was such a big personality, a razor-sharp wit, a real political to his fingertips, and loved by so many friends and colleagues across the Labour Party. And I think today we're all thinking of Kate and his children and his family.
Meanwhile, Sir Elton John's among those reacting online. He sent his love and thoughts to Kate Garraway. In other news, evacuations are underway in Gloucestershire due to rising levels from the River Severn. More than 260 flood warnings are in force in England alone, where over 1,000 properties have been hit this week. Worcestershire is among the worst hit counties. Andrew Goodall's pub there is submerged.
Spirits are pretty depleted, if I'm honest, at the moment. They were quite high, but as it goes on, you do get a little bit down. It's been a tough few days, very tired, cold and wet.
The government's rejected Labour's accusations of ignoring the dangers of flooding. Oscar Pistorius will have to stick to tough restrictions now he's been released from prison on parole. The former Paralympic champion served around half his sentence for murdering his girlfriend on Valentine's Day in 2013. The number of people in hospital in England with flu over Christmas jumped by more than a third. The NHS says just over 1,300 patients were being treated each day last week ahead of the junior doctor's walkout. The Danish company Maersk is to reroute its ships away from the Red Sea indefinitely. It's after a string of attacks by Yemen-based Iranian-backed Houthi rebels on commercial vessels. And a documentary is being made about Luke Littler's run to the final of the World Darts Championship. Despite not taking home the top prize, the 16-year-old success has attracted global attention. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
Thanks very much, Tim. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it continues to be fairly dull and overcast outside, but at least it's not raining, is it? Which is very good news. A high of 7 this afternoon and a low of 3 tonight. Tomorrow, a fairly similar day to this, kind of overcast all day long. A high of 6, but just down to freezing, 0 degrees tomorrow night. Sunday, it's a day of sunny intervals throughout the day, but it's really getting colder. A high of just 5 and a low of 1 degree on Sunday night. Monday, again, it's just an overcast day all day long. A high of 4 and a low of 0. A beautiful, beautiful sunny day on Tuesday, but only 4 degrees throughout the day. And again, it's 0 overnight on Tuesday night. And looking forward throughout the week, right through up to next Friday, I can tell you that there is no rain in the weather forecast, which after the weather that we've had recently is very good news indeed.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Schering on Phoenix 98 FM.
And welcome back. And if you just joined us, it's great to, as ever, to have you with us here today. What we're up to today, well, we've done two of the three people in the birthdays competition. If you'd like to email in and take part in with that, it was Yvonne Elliman to begin with. And then we had Ellie Goulding. And we've all got the vintage chart still to come at about 2:30. That's taking us back to 1977 with three classic tracks, and a lot of the music today has been chosen by my guests throughout the year, and we shall be continuing with our music from them a little bit later on. But we've got our third and final one here to go with us today. So this is Tracy Ullman, a British actress, a British-American actress, because she moved to the States and took American citizenship, comedian, singer, writer, producer and director. Her earliest mainstream appearances on our television sets were in the 80s with A Kick Up the 80s with Rick Mayall and Miriam Margolyes, and then Three of a Kind with Lenny Henry and David Copperfield. She had a brief singing career during the early 1980s, which we're going to hear about from in a minute. Then, as I say, she emigrated to the United States of America, where she had her own network television show, The Tracy Ullman Show, from 1987 to 1990, and then made various other appearances in various shows in the States, where she became a really big star and had a very successful television career. She returned to the UK in 2016, where she made a sketch show for the BBC called The Tracy Ullman Show, and the following year, Tracy breaks the news in 2017. She is a very wealthy woman. I won't tell you quite how much. It says on my piece of paper here in front of me, but she's doing very, very well indeed. So from that brief music career where she decided she was going to be a pop star for a while, where she had, in fact, a number of UK chart hits, three in fact. From that time, we're going to go to 1983 for Breakaway, which was the first of those three hits. It was a number four in the UK and top 10 in four more countries. So, final one today. How old do you think Tracy Ullman is? Radio at phoenixfm.com.
No.
That's Tracy Ullman and Breakaway. That's the third of our artists here today. I hope everything's all right with Patrick in Ingatestone. He gave us the first answer, and then we've not heard from him from the other two. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just see if he's going to join us with the two answers. So we'll go to the next of the guest tracks, and then we'll come back and we'll do the answer after that, just to give him and anybody else who wants to join in to have a go. So with Tracy Ullman, we had first of all, Tracy Ullman we've just had, sorry. Then we had Yvonne Elliman to start with, Ellie Goulding, and then finally Tracy Ullman. So I was delighted to have in the studio David Norfield. You might catch him quite regularly on the BBC, actually doing a Pause for Thought. And he came in and chatted about walking and about how much he particularly enjoys walking and walking in bare feet, and because he feels that everywhere is holy ground, and told us a lot about the British Pilgrimage organization as well. It's all there on a link on today's show blog to go along with that. But not surprisingly, he chose a song about walking, Katrina and the Waves, and they're Walking on Sunshine. And the Waves and Walking on Sunshine. So Patrick in Ingatestone's not got back to me, so we're going to go with our answers from Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, and Patrick's one answer as well. So we started off with Yvonne Elliman, and I asked how old you thought she was. Chris said 79, Bob 74, Chris in Guildford 76, and Patrick 75. She was in fact incredibly young when she was in Jesus Christ Superstar, just in her teens, and she is in fact 72. Then we had Ellie Goulding, and I asked how old you thought she was. Chris said 34, Bob 32, and Chris is 37, Chris in Guildford, and she is indeed 37. So 3 points for Chris in Guildford with Ellie Goulding. And then we had Tracy Allman and asked how old she was. Chris said 65, Bob said 64, and Chris said 61, and she is in fact 64. So therefore, as it's worked out today, Patrick, you didn't get any points for your one answer. Chris in Harlow, you didn't get any points at all today. 3 points for Chris in Guildford, but 4 points for Bob in Harlow, this week's winner. And we'll do it all again next week with three more artists. Sue and Gervais Vernon came in and talked about Hope Into Action. This is a very innovative charity initiative that's looking to provide housing for homeless people. You need to check out their website, Hope Into Action. But again, there will be a direct link on today's show blog. And one of the tracks they chose was this Beatles classic.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves, never a thought for ourselves.
Far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
On 98FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
That's Daniel, who's on at 6, and then, of course, we've got Resurrection at 8 with Paul, and then we've got the great show with all of the oldies on at 10 o'clock tonight. So check it all out on our website, all of the great programs that we have here up for you. Phoenix, we had in Janet and June from the Chelmsford Rough Sleepers support team, and they told us about all the work that they do with homeless people and giving out food in the lay-by in front of Chelmsford Library every Wednesday between 6 and 7:45. Great work that they do there. And they asked for Florence and the Machine.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Ain't things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, I know my savior's love is real. You know it's real. You got the love. 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 Time after time, I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. 'Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
You got the love.
That's Florence and the Machine, and You've Got the Love. It was great to welcome here into the studio the Bishop of Chelmsford, Bishop Gully, and she talked about her involvement with the coronation of King Charles III and what her work at the what she actually did within the service there. She also spoke about her own life experience and the need to be a refugee escaping from Iran in 1979 after the murder of her brother, and the fact that it was unsafe for her father, the Bishop of Iran, to be there in the country. It's a really fascinating interview, well worth checking that one out. She chose the Beatles' Let It Be because she simply said, as far as she was concerned, that was how Mary was in relation to being the mother of Jesus when the angel came to see her. Just let it happen.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
And Let It Be.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So we'll have a look at what's happening with the travel. I have to say that things are clearer than they were an hour ago, which is very good news indeed. A little bit of a problem still in the centre of Billericay, a bit of traffic there. The problem that was along the Rayleigh Road has been cleared, which is very good news. A little bit of traffic around Shenfield Station. The centre of Brentwood round Wilson's Corner, that's now particularly busy. And also there's, as we go down towards the Brook Street roundabout, in both directions, actually, there's a bit of a traffic hold-up on that as well. As far as the motorway is concerned, all the problems are around the junction with the A127. Approaching that is quite busy, actually, in all of the directions this afternoon. The rest of the motorway, no real problems at all. Bridge and tunnel are very good and easy. Also up with the M11 and the junction of that, problems that there were earlier, that has now been cleared. The A12 looking pretty good all the way up until you get to Ho Street, where there's a little bit of a hold up there. Centre of Chelmsford are busy, of course, at this time. And back to down around the Mount Nessing area, there was a crash earlier on Church Road, and another crash also at Padham's Green. These are still coming up on the information in front of me, so obviously causing some issues down there at this time. And also, of course, please avoid the Butsbury Wash at this time when the weather has been as it is, as it'll be much deeper than it looks. Joe will give you a travel update later on. And that'll be in an hour's time. Let's have a look at the chart for this week in 1977. At number 20, Slideshow from Barry Briggs. 19, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, Leo Sayer. 18, Love Me from Yvonne Elliman, who we had today. And at 17, I Wish, it's Stevie Wonder. At 16, Little Does She Know from Kurzel Flyers. 15, Living Thing from the Electric Light Orchestra. 14, Fairy Tale from Dana. And 13, Wild Side of Life from Status Quo. At 12, Things We Do for Love, 10cc. And at 11, at one of these Christmas tracks we don't hear anymore, Bionic Santa from Chris Hill. At 10, Lean On Me, Mud. 9, Grandma's Party from Paul Nicholas. At 8, and on its way up to a number 1, Don't Give Up On Us, David Soul. At 7, Dr. Love from Tina Charles. And at 6, Somebody to Love from Queen. At 5, Living Next Door to Alice. At 4, Money, Money, Money from ABBA. At 3, Portsmouth, Mike Oldfield. And at number 2, Under the Moon of Love from Shawadi Wadi. And at number 1, it's had been the Christmas number 1 as well, When a Child is Born, Johnny Mathis. We're going to go down to number 6 to start our 3 tracks. This is Queen. It had been a UK number 2. It was number 1 in Netherlands, top 10 in 6 more countries. And in the States, it was a number 9. And in total, worldwide sales of over 3 million.
Take a look, take a look. to Danielle. I asked the pain on my ears and believe in you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me? Somebody to love. Every day of my life, I work till I ache my bones. At the end
of the day,
I take home my
heart away.
Oh, I go down, my knees right away, till the tears run down from my eyes.
Oh, somebody,
ooh, somebody.
Screen number 6 in the charts this week in 1977, and Somebody to Love. At number 13, Status Quo, Wild Side of Life. This is originally a country song released by Hank Thompson in 1952, but given the Status Quo treatment, its highest position in the UK was number 9, it was number 8 in Australia, and top 20 in 3 more countries.
Oh,
State of Quo and the Wild Side of Life. At number 17, Stevie Wonder and I Wish, which was on the way up. It won the Grammy Award for the Best Male Vocal Performance. It was a USA and a Canadian number one. Reached number 5 in the UK. Came from the album Songs in the Key of Life, which is number 4 in the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. 4 minutes of bliss from Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder and I Wish. We'll have another vintage chart for you this time next week.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
123 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Yeah, that's Joe Billong at 3 o'clock. One of the most memorable shows that we did, of course, for everybody, and I know loads and many of you clicked to have a listen to it, was when we had children from Ingatestone and Fryning Junior School talking about being dementia friends. Jacob Jordan and Lottie Capp came here along with head teacher Mr. Taggart, and they had a great time telling us all about all the important things that they did. And 7-year-old Jacob was absolutely on the money when he said that what you had to do, what Jacob said, that just because they might ask you the same question over again and again, don't make them feel silly. And just wonderful, wonderful to hear them chatting about all of the work that they do. One of the tracks that we had to go with all of that was Harry Styles.
Deep end.
Harry Styles, Treat People with Kindness. If you've not listened to that show that I did with those young people from Ingatestone and Frying, juniors and thousands of people have done, I have to say, if you go checking it out there on the web, then do check it out, because they were just an absolute joy and they really knew so much about all the things about being dementia friends as well. That's one of the tracks that I think I've featured most this year on the show. Another one was one that was chosen by Lee Carmichael from the Elim Church in Ingatestone. He came in to talk about all the anniversaries activities that they were doing for the 90th anniversary of the church. It began with just a tent and right up to a building that's been modernised in recent times. He wanted to hear the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You, which he simply says reminds him of happy times in the 1990s. Rembrandts, and I'll Be There For You, chosen for us by Lee Carmichael. Thank you very much to everybody who was guests during the 2023 coming in here to the studio. Well over 40 weeks we had guests into the show, which is fantastic. And I've got a good lot of guests lined up for us in the next few weeks, including next week, regular listeners Chris and Bob from Harlow coming in to talk about being fundraisers for cancer research. So that'll be really fascinating to have them in. We'll finish today with Ed Sheeran and Luke Combs and Life Goes On. And Father Mark North came in from St. Thomas's Brentwood to talk about everything that they were doing at Christmas, and simply to remind us that life indeed does go on, and it's gone on into 2024. Happy New Year to you if I've not said it before, and I'll see you next week. Like a
nothing to say. Everything hurts, and I know love leads to pain. But memories serve our sweetest refrain. The waves came tumbling down as you float away.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.